So they asked him what he thought about that, and he really, I think, addressed the issue of income inequality in a very big, important way. He said, "This is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets them motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get to the top."
Hear, hear.
And then the interviewer asked him, "So somebody living on $1 a day in Africa is getting up in the morning and saying, I'm going to be Bill Gates?
Why wouldn't they?"
And then Kevin said, "That's the motivation everybody needs. Don't tell me that you want to redistribute wealth again. That's never going to happen, okay?"
That's right. Absolutely right. This is a smart man.
Yeah, either you support the billionaire class, or you just want to seize their assets and distribute them.
No, let me tell you something. Like, if you ever watch Shark Tank, and I don't watch it a bunch of times, I've seen a bunch of the, like, you know, highlights, like the best ofs or whatever. This dude right here, he is the only one on that panel that isn't, like, half retarded. He's the only one that will speak truth. Like, a lot of times the sharks will all buy in on some horrible product, and he'll be the lone dissenting voice, like, this is dog shit and nobody's gonna buy it. And he's always right. Like, you never hear from these products again. So all these people are eating losses. He's smart, man. But yeah, so what do you think this is? Indicative of the attitude of the super wealthy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
of
like,
course.
They're like, you know, fuck you. We've got what we've got, and we should be a beacon for you to pull yourself up out of the muck and be one of us.
Right, exactly. Here's here's some rich kids on Instagram. These are some rich kids of Instagram votes, or Instagram posts, rather. So here is just a picture of some gold bars and
gold platinum
bars.
Oh, nothing, yep. Dude.
Yeah, just like professionally minted platinum. See, this is like, and you know what this is a representation of? The fact that rich people will be just fine in the apocalypse because they all have this shit, and this is the type of stuff that's going to be traded for goods and services and soldiers and guns and all the things you need to survive in the apocalypse.
Yes, I have a giant gold bar.
Yeah, I've got, dude. That just looks like it's sitting in his fucking room. Oh,
look at this.
The ace of spades has been open for more than an hour. Get a new one.
Of course.
Dump that fucking old shit out.
That fucking swill, dude.
Pop open a new bottle.
That's not even fit to be in a sink. How dare he even dump?
How much
in a
is
sink?
That shit a bottle?
300 or so. Ugh. Although this might be a specialty one.
Rather cheap, don't you say?
Who knows.
I don't think they understand the concept of a service charge. So they were already charged a 17% gratuity on this giant list of expensive purchases.
Right.
But then they also tipped the another 3,000. So either they just wanted to show off their opulence, or they didn't understand this.
This is
a bar.
This is probably a table service.
This is just a bar tab.
Yeah, this is 80
sexes
on the beach,
on the beaches.
10 DP rows. 5 DP luminous. I don't even know what most of this shit is.
Holy shit, bro.
Fiji. That was the cheapest thing. That was only $88.
Well, that's just water. So
how is the 80 sex on the beaches the cheapest thing on that fucking list? That's what I want to know.
Because they're ordering really expensive shit.
Because everything else is super expensive shit.
That's tequila.
Oh, that's Dom Perignon.
Yeah. If you can afford Ace of Spades champagne, you can afford a DUI.
I guess that's true.
The owner's manual didn't say anything about coffee bean. It's just like, this is my cheetah that I have.
Yeah, just my cheetah cub that I keep chained up in my house.
Here's a plate.
Would you eat off a plate of diamonds and gold and shit?
I guess. I'd probably be more interested in selling
it. So all the fucking money, a lot of them, this is all they're doing with it?
I know, right? They're so boring. Say, here's they are on a yacht watching a movie on the deck.
Well, that's cool.
That's pretty neat.
I mean, that's a good.
Yeah, at least that looks to me like a good expenditure of money.
This guy seems like he's having fun. You know, he's just he's at the barbershop smoking and getting his nails done and his hair cut at the same time.
Is that a cigarette or is he smoking a big J?
That's a J, dude.
He just fucking got a J going.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and he's getting his nails done.
Yep. And his haircut.
That's kind of lame, dude. I mean, that's cool, but I mean, that's kind of fucking lame.
Damn.
Here they are, a water slide off the side of their yacht.
Also a good use of their fucking obscene wealth.
Scotty wants a yacht, dude.
Dude, I definitely want a yacht, dude.
Well, I think we all do.
Just to get from point A to point B, you know, your horse and your fucking, I don't even know what, that's a Lambo, I guess.
That is.
Looks like it.
600 shots, you know? Why not? I don't know what's so crazy about this dog, but
well, it's in a really expensive bed.
Yeah, that bedding is like fucking probably more than the bed that you sleep in.
It's probably more than my house.
Yeah.
Here he is just enjoying an in-flight meal of wines and cheeses and fruits and crackers and shit. Fucking dog has its own little just seat on the fucking private jet.
Dude, that dog's a bigger baller than us, dude.
See, I like
hell
this.
Yeah, he is.
I'd do this too, though. Dinor wouldn't have to be an old fucking pet carrier.
Oh, of course. I mean, if you were rich, of course you would do that.
I don't know what that's about. Some cute.
So some of this scene. I can. Some of this is almost understandable to me. Like if I was rich, yeah, I'd let my dog be on the plane with me. And if I was rich,
well, that doesn't even seem absurd. I mean, everyone loves their fucking.
And
dog.
maybe that person did realize that they were charged a gratuity and did want to give just a fat ass fucking tip. That's redistribution of wealth right there. I'm
look
all
at
for
that, dude. Yeah,
bunch of Gucci and shit. No wrapping paper. Just like why show bother, off the dude. Brands. Show well, yeah. off the brand.
Why would you put cheap-ass-looking Santa wrapping paper on a Gucci bag, dude?
Gold AT&T insurance cover that. It's like a gold iPhone with diamonds and shit.
Huh.
Two black cards, and that's what you're drinking? That's a good point.
Simple taste, dude. Simple taste.
Just a few clothes for the week. More shopping bags. Swimming pool full of wine bottles or champagne bottles. I don't know what the fuck they're drinking there. Are those like...
I don't know. I don't know. It's gotten so obscure now that I don't even know what these brands are and what they're supposed to be. And
yeah, just like nice car. There's a fucking a Christmas tree on that fucking thing. She likes him for his personality. Oh,
some of these people are a little salty, man.
It's getting a little jealous.
It's a little salty, dude. They're like, ugh.
But it's not just rich kids on Instagram. What about the rich parents of Instagram?
Yeah,
huh?
You know what? Can't just give it all the shit to the kids, dude.
Here's this guy just, you know,
chilling on his private jet.
He's just taking a nap on the step of his private jet there.
Yeah. Well, getting any rest I can. Yeah.
Love it when peasants admire my car.
At least this one's honest.
That one's butt crack is hanging out, too. What an unfortunate picture.
Which one today, Dad? Which fucking... damn, our new yacht is small. Such a tiny thing. Oh, look, what's this, like, floating water slide you got?
Yeah.
Dude, see, with these ones, it seems like they're a lot more honest. They're just like, I'm richer than you, fuck you.
Dad, I wanted a Lambo, not a Ferrari. This is, I guess someone's kid went and fucking spent a shit ton of money somewhere.
Just Bob. He looks like he just bought drinks for everybody at a bar a bunch of times.
Saw this on my child's Snapchat. Mom is cleaning out her handbag, and there's just, like, big piles of money. Can't get more brazen than that. She's like, yeah, this is just money.
Yeah, there's, like, 10 grand here. No big deal.
My dog's richer than you, you fuck.
They gave the dog a 500-euro note, dude. That's great.
Dog just has... dog's fucking loaded.
That dog's a baller, dude.
Thanos is on there.
Oh, wow.
This is so weird, because this looks shopped, but... just a bunch of shoes... there's another. There might be the same pit bull.
Dude, rich people
yeah,
really
that looks
love
like bulldogs. That same
dude. Rich people really love bulldogs, dude.
Yeah. So there was a Reddit thread a while back where people were asked about the weirdest like use of money they'd ever seen by a rich person.
Cool.
So here's some stories that got told. One family I know bought the $3 million house next door so they could knock it down for a tennis court. Guy from my town bought a helicopter. He had fallen out with his neighbor, so he decided to call his pilot at 4 a.m. and hover over his neighbor's house all night to annoy
awesome,
him.
Dude.
I mean, wouldn't you, though?
That's a boss right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
dude, that's beautiful.
I met the CEO of the company I work for and complimented his watch. The first thing he did is take it off one day and let me wear it. The watch he was wearing is a Patek Philippe that cost $1.75 million. That watch alone costs more than every asset in my family for the past four generations.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's just, and he's so casual, like, yeah, wear it. It's like, this is a $2 million. Yeah. That's fucking obscene.
I went to a birthday party in third grade. Every girl in third grade was invited, so 80 girls were picked up in limos, taken to a Build-A-Bear where we could choose any bear. Then we all got manicures and pedicures. We went to Red Robin for dinner and limoed back to her mansion for a sleepover. I will never attend a party that fancy again. I'm sorry, any party that includes Red Robin is really not that fancy. I was helping an owner rent his apartment, which is an investment property. It's a 2,500 square foot condo unit with four balconies and a 360 degree view of Midtown East Manhattan, asking $15,000 a month. We rented it for 6 months up front with an option to renew. The person never moved in.
Jesus.